check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss, 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
You know the Banks family, but not like this. Peacock's new original series, Bel-Air, reimagines the iconic Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, but as a drama in modern-day America. When Will is forced to leave his home in West Philly for the gated mansions of Bel-Air, it's a once-in-a-lifetime second chance, but can he stay true to himself on the path to greatness?
Executive produced by Will Smith and Westbrook Studios, Bel-Air is streaming now exclusively on Peacock. Go to PeacockTV.com to sign up.
This episode is brought to you by Onnit. You know when you're so into what you're doing that you can't think about anything else? Feel that kind of focus every day with Alpha Brain. Its clinically studied nootropic ingredients support memory, mental speed, and flow state, that in-the-zone feeling. Alpha Brain is available as capsules, powder, or a ready-to-drink shot. And for extreme situations, there's Alpha Brain Black Label. Use code SPOTIFY to save cash. Learn more at onnit.com.
Hey, welcome to Beyond the Scenes. This is the podcast that goes deeper into segments that originally aired on The Daily Show with Trevor Noah. Like, Beyond the Scenes, this is what you think about this podcast. This is what this podcast is like, all right? Like, you have a party, you go to the party, it's a good party. After that party, you go to the hotel lobby, and it's like at 4 o'clock in the morning, you're eating greasy food, you're eating Waffle House, you're telling all your deep, dark secrets, somebody start twerking on top of the piano, then the hotel manager come over and be like, how many of y'all actually stay at this hotel? And he'd be like, shut your hating ass up. Then the police show. That's basically what this podcast is. We are the party that happens after the original party that is The Daily Show. I'm Roy Wood Jr. Today, we're going to be talking about the pink tax and the outsized cost of just being a woman. Let's play the clip.
Being a woman can cost you, apparently, an average of $1,400 a year thanks to gender price discrimination.
If you're a woman, just about everything costs you more than similar products marketed for men.
It's called the pink tax.
Research has shown women pay more than men 42% of the time. In fact, a recent study shows it starts from the time you were born until the day you die.
Today, I'm joined by Daily Show correspondent Desi Leidick and segment director Stacey Angeles, who both created this segment for the show. Ladies, hello.
Hi, Roy.
Hello, Roy.
Joining us also, we are very lucky to have Congresswoman Jackie Speier, who was in the original piece with Desi. And this Congresswoman has been fighting gender discrimination for 20, 30 years. Congresswoman Speier, welcome to Beyond the Scenes.
It is my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for letting me be a man in this woman-centric topic.
Too bad we don't rule the world, though, just because we're ruling this particular podcast. That's the problem. We're not ruling the world yet.
I would be honest. I felt uncomfortable hosting this episode. I was like, maybe Desi need the guest host. I don't want to get in trouble.
You're doing great, Roy.
Okay, before we do anything, we have to define what the issue is. So, Desi, Stacey, let's start off the top. What is the pink tax?
Well, the pink tax refers to the markup on goods and services that are specifically being targeted to women.
Gender price discrimination. So, Roy, everything you buy is cheaper than the same products we want to buy.
Okay, so if we both bought deodorant and mine is man deodorant and yours is woman deodorant, same brand, you're paying more than me, is what you're saying, Stacey.
It's more expensive for us to smell good than for you.
Which is why Stacey and I refuse to smell good.
Yeah, you're lucky this is on Zoom, Roy, because you don't want to smell this.
Okay.
They won't even let us back in the studio.
Yes.
Okay.
Nothing to do with COVID.
So, Congresswoman, I'm sorry. I apologize for both of them. Why does the pink tax exist? And more importantly, how do manufacturers and retailers justify this tax?
Well, the pink tax exists because it's a form of gender discrimination. It's not just about pink. It's about the fact that women's products cost more than men's products when they are basically identical. it is important for us to address this because, as we all know, women still make less than men. For every dollar a man earns, a woman makes 82 cents. If you look at women of color, it's even more egregious. And that's real money when everything is said and done.
Are there other examples of this other than deodorant? Because I'll be honest, as a man, this isn't something that you would normally think about because you're not buying a lot of women's items unless you're a committed, strong man in a relationship like I am. So you're not aware of this. Give me what other items other than deodorant? I have heard that women get worse deals on cars.
But let me give you some products that kind of make the case. All right.
Okay.
So this is Dove deodorant for men and women. And as you can see here, for a four pack, a woman's going to pay $19.39. The man's going to pay $13.58. But that's just deodorant. Let's move on. How about probiotics for women? $32.79 for a man.
All right, this is like the Price is Right. Let me guess the
it
next.
It is. The price is wrong, though. That's the problem.
Always so wrong.
So the Price is Right needs to have a gender separate episode.
Yes.
Maybe so, huh? So look at this. These are bibs, right? Bibs for boys, bibs for girls. A dollar more for the girls' bibs. No, wait, there's more.
What?
There's more.
Oh, my God.
These are kids' diapers. The kids' diapers, $37 for the girl, $33 for the boy. But I'll show you the same discrimination for
it's
adult
just
diapers.
Congresswoman.
That's not. And boys have more happening to fill out diaper space. So really, square footage, it should cost more for the men, right?
Probably because they need more absorbance. They need more absorbent material, so it should cost more, right? Yeah. Now, we did this same study 2 or 3 years ago, and they were egregious around children's toys. So I had my interns do this just this week, and this is what they found online at retailers throughout the country. So this is up-to-date, current. So what are we going to do about it?
How does price discrimination add another layer to the wage inequality that women also deal with?
Well, it's yet another blow. When I did the service review in 1996, we found out through the Assembly Office of Research in California that women were paying $1,400 in a gender tax every year, more than men. So imagine, on top of the fact that we're in a she session, not a recession, more women are out of work than men. And there's 1.3 million women who have left the workforce since COVID hit and have not returned, in part because of the lack of childcare. This number is the highest number of women not employed since 1991. So you couple that with women out of work, women getting paid less than men, and on top of that, products and services are costing them more. There ought to be a law, and that's why I've introduced the Pink Tax Repeal Act, and we have 51 co-sponsors on it now.
This issue, this pink tax issue, when we talk about say the word again, a she session?
A she session instead
she
of a
session.
Recession.
I like it. Does the she session strike women equally, or even within that, is there additional inequities based on race?
Oh, no question. It's more egregious for women of color. African-American women, Latina women, and the amount of loss in income is the greatest for Latina women.
So your Pink Tax Repeal Act, it's bipartisan, and basically we're trying to get all of these manufacturers and retailers on the same plane to basically say, if it's something as simple as deodorant and you keep both of y'all from being musty, it should be the same price.
That's right. Unless you can prove.
I'm sure it's not worded like that. I'm sure you worded it more professionally. You probably said FTC and Attorney General. You used a lot of other proper words.
That's right. We did use more proper words to basically say, if you don't play by these rules, you're going to be sued.
And so then the bill has 48 co-sponsors right now. Has there been any pushback that you've seen so far on your proposal?
The numbers have grown. It's now at 51. I've talked to the chairwoman of the subcommittee. She loves the bill, and we're going to have a hearing on it and hopefully get it to the House floor within the next few months. And we can credit you with helping me get it over the top.
Desi.
Yes.
Desi.
No credit here. No credit here.
What role can consumers play in provoking change? And by consumers, I mean men. You know what I'm talking about. We're the problem. I know.
You are the problem. Well, the problem is that it's not illegal in most states to charge more for services based on gender or charge more for products. You should not be discriminating on goods and services based on gender. It should be based on the time it takes to do a service and what's in the product. Women pay about 40% more to get their hair cut than men do, and they pay about 60% more at the dry cleaners for the same service for the same item. And then for car repairs, they pay about 30% more. Now, in California, back in the 90s, I had legislation passed that was signed into law that said for services, you had to base it not on gender, but on the amount of time it takes to provide that service. For instance, I timed the last time I got my hair cut. It took 10 minutes. And I watched a man getting his hair cut, and it took longer. So if we do base it on time, then I think you're going to see the tables turned a little bit, and then there'll be an outcry from you guys because you're going to be paying more for your $2 dry cleaning shirt.
When would you say that you all were first aware of a pink tax existing? Because, you know, you got to figure you have a little bit of a blind spot to certain inequities. And then one day you just go, wait a minute. When was when was your wait a minute moment? Congresswoman, I'll start with you.
It was when I took my husband's Oxford shirts to the dry cleaner, and they were, you know, $1.50 a shirt. And my Oxford shirt costs, you know, $3.50 or $4. That's when I thought, wait a minute, something's wrong here.
I can remember when I first started shaving my legs around 6, 7 years old. I was a very hairy child. I was 12, 13, somewhere around there. And my mom bought me a razor and some shaving cream. And I remember the Gillette razor being considerably more expensive than what men use. And my mom refusing to buy me that razor and also bought me a can of Barbasol, like the old school men's shaving cream. And so when I shave my legs, I just use the stuff for men. And I still, if I'm being honest, I still have an affinity for the smell of Barbasol.
That's why I just never shave my legs. Mine was, I went through a terrible phase where I had, we'll call it a pixie haircut, to be nice about it. And I went to a hair salon, and the girls' haircuts were like about $20 to $30 more. And I was like, why? I'm literally getting the same haircut as that guy in the chair. And I just at the time thought that they were just a really like sexist hair place. And they were like, oh, well, women, you know, you guys have more layers. I'm like, it's the exact same haircut. And then it wasn't until I went to your office and I was ashamed. I was like, oh my God, this is a thing, like another thing to add on top of everything else. So you opened my eyes, Congresswoman.
Good. We want to open the eyes of both men and women in this country to recognize that this is another form of discrimination that we've got to stamp out.
Well, Congresswoman, I know we don't have a lot of time with you, and I want you to be able to get back into those halls of justice and fight with all of those idiots that you see on the floor every day.
Yeah,
please.
Yes.
And I know that, you know, after about 4 decades in public service in the form of politics, you've made the decision to retire. So, you know, in your own words, you know, just tell us what's next for you. What does retirement look? Because I feel like people who are for people and who fight for the people, you don't turn that off.
That's right.
Like I have buddies that are retired firefighters and now they train firefighters. Like there's still something else that they do that's adjacent to helping people. So what does retirement look like for you? Have you decided what the next 4 decades is gonna be?
Well,
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level.
old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know exactly, but all I'm doing is going home because I made a commitment to my husband that I would spend more time at home. So I'm going to continue to be engaged, use my voice. I want to start a nonprofit foundation for the region in which I live, and I want to continue to give back. So I will continue to do that.
Well, Congresswoman Spear, thank you so much for going beyond the scenes with us. And I'll be sending you an email. I have some discount deodorant that I will be more than happy to sell you for
sell
a fair
me?
Price.
How dare you?
Thank you so much.
I'll send you some of that pink stuff that I have, okay?
Fair enough.
Great to be with you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So after the break, Desi and Stacey and I would like to talk more about how this segment came together. This is Beyond the Scenes. We'll be right back.
The Banks family is back like you've never seen them before. Peacock's new original series, Bel-Air, is reimagining the 90s sitcom we all know and love as a drama fit for 2022. Inspired by a fan's viral trailer, the show brings the Fresh Prince to modern-day America, digging even deeper into the story and themes of the original. Two worlds collide when Will is forced to leave his home in West Philly for the gated mansions of Bel-Air. It's a once-in-a-lifetime second chance, but can he stay true to himself on the path to greatness?
Executive produced by Will Smith and Westbrook Studios, Bel-Air introduces an incredible ensemble of up-and-coming talent, including Jabari Banks as the modern-day iconic character, Will. The fan who created the viral trailer, Morgan Cooper, is now bringing his vision and raw, authentic storytelling to life as director, co-writer, and executive producer. Bel-Air is streaming now exclusively on Peacock. Go to peacocktv.com to sign up.
With Bloomberg's global news coverage, you will get inspiration to feed your ambition. You will shed light on dark matter with insights that shift your perspective. You will turn 5G up to 11 with our in-depth analysis. You will bridge the gender pay gap by turning data into action. So before you invent, pioneer, disrupt, before you change the world, Bloomberg. Discover more at Bloomberg.com/you will.
Desi, Stacey, walk me through how this piece came to be, because the Congresswoman is presenting a whole bunch of different stuff and y'all only have 4 minutes, maybe five and a half, to break down this issue. How can you break down centuries of inequality against the woman in 5 minutes?
Get ready to feel bad about yourself, Roy.
Get ready.
How'd this piece come to be? Just walk me through the germination of it in the building.
Well, Stacey and I were making a special for Comedy Central called Desi Leidic Abroad. You can find it on Paramount Plus. Stream
Indeed.
It now, anytime. You feel like getting out of your living room, traveling the world. I think it plays better now than it did. And things are still just as bad as they were when we filmed it. So it's still totally Yay. Relevant. Yay. Anyway, Congresswoman Spear was kind enough to talk to us for the special. And I think we only had, like you said, we only had a few minutes of time with her, not only to shoot, but in the actual piece itself. And she was able to beautifully shed a light on all of the discrimination that women face when it comes to wage inequality and healthcare. But one thing that came up when we sat down and spoke with her is the pink tax. And we definitely talked about it a little bit in that interview, but there just wasn't enough time. So Stacey and I felt like we really wanted to do a bigger piece on it. So she was kind enough with her time to give us a whole other interview. So we went back to DC and did an entire piece on the pink tax.
Yeah. I mean, and her office had all those products. So I didn't even know that it existed. And I just remember like that kind of overshadowed what we were there to talk about. Not really, but it was just like, we just didn't know. And we were both very outraged about it. And we just exchanged a glance. We're like, we're going to do a segment on this.
Something on this. Yeah, it's one
of those
things. And
then Desi tried to flip a table.
Well, I did. I did flip the table. I pulled my back and it hasn't been the same since, but I destroyed some furniture.
And she couldn't use ointment on her back because it cost more for a woman than it did a man. So she's just
exactly
suffering.
No, it was one of those things where, like, as a woman, you notice small things that come up, like, oh, why is that so much more expensive than this one? Oh, well, I guess I'll just buy the men's version. Or why am I paying $3 more for my husband's shirts at the dry cleaners than my own? Oh, well, I guess I just will boycott dry cleaning now. Little things like that you clock, but we didn't realize how huge the issue was until she really pointed it out.
Stacey, in the building, for the listeners who don't know this, you are, like, there's two types of segment directors. They're the people who go, okay, what's the story and how do we make this funny? And then there are the people that are more lighthearted and go, I'm funny. How do I keep this funny? There's too much sad shit in my funny. Oh, no, I've got to add more sad shit to my funny.
Wait, where is this going? Why am I getting insecure all of a sudden?
No, this isn't a bad thing because it's the balance. And it's just it's cereal and milk. Some people put milk in the bowl first, then the cereal. Some people put, you get what I'm saying?
Who did that?
No,
wait,
that's
what?
Savages. Savages.
They're animals.
Cereal.
There's people out there who do it.
No, there's only one way to do it.
At the end of the day, it's still a bowl of cereal, is my point. And to me, you have a different approach from a lot of the other segment directors. So how do you navigate the seriousness of a topic with humor? Like, how are you able to balance that?
Well, I hope I balance it. But with for this particular segment, I think one of the good things about working with Desi is we both have an absurd sense of humor. I think we bonded over our love for, like, Naked Gun and Airplane. And we've pitched a lot of ideas that always get shut down. And I think one of the vehicles I'd like to use to tell a serious story is, like, kind of showing it in an absurd way to get the point across. So it's not just, like, statistics and facts and whatever. So we were like, let's show a way that there's this gender price discrimination by maybe going to a store and kind of...
Wait, in a store, was the store open or did we rent out the store and we just shot in a store?
We can't afford that. Roy.
Yeah, I mean,
we can't
come
afford
on, Roy.
To
you've
rent
been
out
on shoots.
No. We
don't even get crafty. We have to, like, you know,
sneaking corn nuts in the stock room. No, it was fully open. We were dodging customers.
I mean, it was funny. I remember
running gun.
What?
Me and the DP went down one aisle because we were scouting the aisle. We're like, oh, let's do this here. And then there was, like, a lady shopping for, like, canned peas. And she was just taking her time. We're like, okay, fine, we'll go to another aisle. And we just had to keep working around the customers. And
this is how we do it. It's how we do it at the Daily Show. Don't act like you've never shaved your legs in the middle of a grocery store before.
Oh, of course. Of course. Absolutely.
Yeah. And so, and it was just fun. And then, you know, Desi and I work, I mean, her ideas are just as absurd as mine. We just piggyback off and, like, take it to this extreme place where hopefully it goes, and, you know, we just do it till they shut us down. And we thought, let's just do it in a way where we go to the grocery store and Desi investigates it. I don't really know what the justification of you, like, sneaking around it was. Oh, because you weren't paying for it. You weren't going to pay for it. So.
Right. I had to go very incognito, almost, real investigative work. Well, I think that's the thing that makes us laugh so hard is, like, us taking our jobs way too seriously. So anytime we have an opportunity for me to just take my job too seriously and not do it that well, we commit 1,000%. But Stacey is one of my absolute all-time favorite directors to work with. She's so good at not only being a collaborator, but what you said, like, Stacey's excellent at knowing how to tell a story clearly, including all the facts, making sure that there's an arc to it, making sure that we're telling the full picture, but also making it really funny. And then she also has a really unique visual comedy brain. So she tries to direct the pieces in a way where she gets creative and finds new ways to tell the story that didn't exist to begin with.
Oh my God, you guys stop.
It's true. But that's the truth.
Like, your mind works in a different way to get to the same bowl of cereal. Y'all had a game show in the middle of, like.
Yeah.
Where no one wins.
No, men win.
As displayed in some of these products we have with us today, and a game we call
Sorry, You're a Woman.
I mean, Desi and I just, again, like without trying to be preachy, we just try to put it in a fun package that can like kind of speed it up. Cause also we have to like, we have that time challenge where we have to make it as interesting as possible and give as much information as possible in like a short window of time. So we're like, why don't we do a, cause you kind of automatically go to the Price is Right, you know, mindset when you're doing this. And so, and I think it was a collaboration between both of us. Because Jackie, Congresswoman Jackie Speier wanted to show off all the products.
$34.
To $44.
Oh, great. So while your little girl is learning how to walk, she'll also learn how to navigate the system that's exploiting her. Sorry.
These are two children's snorkels.
$8.84, $16.22 for the pink. So women literally have to pay more to breathe. Sorry.
I just love Desi's graphic face going, sorry. In between all the products.
This is where you're so good, though, because like anything where it's like data heavy or number heavy or too much information, Stacey always comes up with a way to get it out quickly and efficiently in a really fun visual way.
Thank you very much for saying that.
Is there anything, Desi, that got cut that you wish had made it? There's always one joke for us correspondents. There's always one joke. We go, come on, man, you cut that. Hey, this time, it didn't fit.
There were two dumb. This was a brilliant visual gag that Stacey came up with, where in the grocery store, I was like army crawling on my elbow on the floor, like chin almost to the grocery store floor. This was clearly before COVID. And it was so dumb, but we did so much footage of that. And just because of the fact that I spent so much time on that floor, I thought, well, this should make it in the piece. It was
the cameras weren't even rolling. I just wanted to see if she would do that.
Yeah.
What a good sport.
And then the other thing, do you remember sitting down with Ryan, the economy professor? And for some reason, we discovered this like flirtation that I had with him where I was suddenly in love with him in the middle of the piece. And we had this weird runner where I kept like under my breath telling him that I loved him. It had nothing to do with anything, but it remained in the first two or three cuts because we just found it so dumb. And at a certain point, I think people were like, that's not what this piece is about. Your love for this man is not, it's not going to make it, Desi.
I would say also, almost every time Desi does her own stunt work, she puts her heart and soul into it, and it always gets cut.
Oh, Desi.
She'll be... Like there's one thing we did where she fell into a bunch of trash bags. I think a needle poked her, whatever. And then also in the grocery store, you were testing out razor scooters and you knocked down paper towels, which we immediately felt bad. We had to stack back up afterwards because we didn't want to like.
Oh,
I forgot about that.
Yeah, there's a lot of
destruction we leave.
Yeah.
So the pink tax starts at an early age, infancy even, and you all are parents. You know, Stacey, you're a new mother.
That's so weird.
Have you noticed the difference between boys and toys? Like, because I'm sure you've bought toys for other people's children or whatever.
Yeah.
Desi has a son.
MTV's official challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you started noticing the pink tax and the prevalence of it even at such a young age, even with a Bye Bye Baby 15% off coupon?
I do get those in the email every single day. It's hilarious you say that.
You can use as many as you need. Sorry.
I know, that's true. I didn't start paying attention to this stuff till we did this segment. And so now I'm like very aware of it. And I would say for the most part, like all those toys, which by the way, it's just a rip off of an industry, but it's a separate piece. Everything for the most part seems to be equal, but there was this one kids activity gym. I don't even know why they call it a gym. Like those, you know, the stupid things they lay on with all those crap hanging.
And there was one
that was like a very stereotypical pink with like unicorns that was like a couple dollars more than the male version. It's just a couple of dollars, but still it's the principle of it. And I like the other one better, but it's, I've noticed it in that, and also another like one of those crinkly toys? A couple of those.
Oh,
same.
Yeah.
I don't know, those sensory things. I'm still learning. I'm still very new. I don't know what I'm doing, but I
oh,
did
the
notice
poppers,
a couple.
The poppers.
The poppers. Pop is that what you call them, the poppers? I'm going to call them that from now on.
I'm in my son's room.
Else.
That's the
oh
only reason
God.
I have this.
Oh.
The popper joint.
I've seen those. I don't even know what that is. No, I was talking about the crinkly paper things for the sensory things when they start to grab crap, but whatever.
Oh,
but,
I know what you're talking
well,
about.
What is that? I don't.
Hang on. It's a poppet. It's
but
just.
I don't understand.
It's
just poppers.
Pop
it? What is
yeah, it's just
point?
Holes and you just pop little.
Is this like the new slap bracelet from the 80s? I don't.
This poppet yes. for a boy. Costs $4 for a girl, $97. What else in here?
I believe it.
This basketball for a boy, 37 cents for a girl, $900. I'd love doing this show in my son's room.
He's
I
so
just
confused.
Love I just
like,
love
Daddy,
the idea.
Just give me my toys.
Roy's going around telling people that he's buying his son poppers. I'm like,
after the break, I want to talk a little bit about solutions and ways that we can try and bring about change to the pink tax. I know that the Congresswoman is doing her part, but we want to also talk about some of the marketing and the strategy and how retailers have been able to pull this off. This is Beyond the Scenes. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon. They say a penny saved is a penny earned. But they didn't say the best way to do that is with free shipping on millions of items at Amazon. And that's just for starters. From epic daily deals to low-priced everyday essentials to saving up to 15% with Subscribe and Save, Amazon can always save you a pretty penny. Learn all the ways to save with Amazon. Spend less. Smile more.
From Cavalry Audio, the studio that brought you The Devil Within and The Shadow Girls, comes a new true crime podcast, The Pink Moon Murders.
The local sheriff believes there may be more than one killer. It's been 4 days since those bodies were found, and there's no arrest as of this morning.
They were afraid, especially out in that area. What if they come back or whatever?
It scared me to death. Like, it scared me. I was very, very intimidated to live here.
Crazy to think you go to sleep one night, maybe snuggling with your loved one, and never wake up. Or maybe you wake up in a struggle for your life, which you lose.
Join host David Ratterman as he explores one fateful night when evil descended upon small-town Ohio.
Killed 8 members of an Ohio family in a pre-planned execution.
A family was targeted, most of them targeted while they were sleeping.
Follow the Pink Moon Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Beyond the Scenes as we bring this conversation about the pink tax home, the pink tax, where women need equality on the cost of goods and services. In spite of the fact that eventually men pay for the dates and y'all get in free for ladies' night and you get free drinks from strangers at a bar and that saves you a lot of money, yet you still want to... How hilarious would that be if that had been my position with the Congresswoman?
Oh, I'm like, where?
Well.
I would have loved it. She just takes her DJ headphones off, slams, and is like,
yo,
over.
We didn't have enough time with her, but I seriously, with a straight face, I was just going to ask her, Congresswoman.
Would have been great.
Congresswoman, do women getting in free for ladies' night offset some of these things that you say are inequities?
Yeah. How about all the doors I've opened?
Oh, how fucking hilarious would that have been, but we did not have time.
Get her back. Get her back on the phone. Get her back. Let's get her back.
So, Desi, in the piece you talk about the term pink it and shrink it. What is this pink it and shrink it marketing strategy, and why is it problematic?
Well, contrary to there's a common misconception that that is just the surgery that a woman has to rejuvenate post-birth. It is not that. It is actually pink it or shrink it, pink it and shrink it. Yeah, it's actually, from what I understand, a marketing term when you take an item that is made for men or a gender neutral item and you shrink it down to the size for a woman and you make it pink specifically to market it to women. So essentially it should cost less, but inevitably it costs more.
So we literally just go, oh, it's for ladies. Look, it's in a pink box and smaller, and we're going to charge you more. Should we move more towards gender-neutral products? What's the solution to this, Stacey?
I mean, I think it's crazy that Congresswoman's been fighting this for decades, and there's still... I mean, when Desi and I were trying to think of like a way to come up with a solution to this, we were like, people were saying, why don't you just buy the male version? And then Desi does that beautiful long, you know, zoom in shot where you're like, oh, sure, it's just another thing to add on to all the obstacles we have to do to be a woman. And for me, that speech you give is like the thesis of this whole thing.
How can women afford to live in this world?
If the man's version is cheaper, then just buy that one.
Yeah, sure. If you think about it, it's just one extra step in a series of extra steps that women take every day to thrive in a man's world. Like how we get up a little extra early every morning to put on an outfit that looks professional yet accessible, but not too accessible because we don't want to be taken advantage of. Or how we walk an extra five blocks to work so that we can avoid the construction zone because men like to tell us to smile more. Then when we get to work, we want to make our voices heard, but in a way that's helpful and strong without being overbearing or shrill. You know, we do all of this without even an ounce of resentment because resentment causes wrinkles and society does not value aging women. Is there a men's wrinkle cream that you can recommend?
Yes, there are several.
I'm sure it costs less?
Maybe a little.
To me, that was the most important part of the segment, and Desi did it all in one freaking take. Beautiful.
Wow.
She looked like she was crying inside as she was doing it, because as you should. When we were talking to people, they were all like, just buy the man's product, just buy the man's product. It's like, no, that's not the point.
Women often do have to take extra steps throughout the day just because they're a woman. And so this shouldn't be one extra step that they have to take. I don't know what the solution is, but it should not be one more thing for a woman to have to go out of her way to do.
People, just stop being assholes. Just let us all be equal. Stop overpricing.
Stacey, in three sentences or less, solve economic sexism, please.
Ready, go. Seconds.
I'll do it in 1 second. Stop. Stop doing it, guys. Just stop.
Make it quit. Make it stop.
Maybe a simple solution is all of the goods that charge more for women's versions of the product. Maybe in the male versions of the commercials, maybe there's just like a woman that just pops up in the middle of it so that we can make these products more gender neutral. Because commercials are very gender divisive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, like if you look at like a razor, this is the Gillette razor and you can shave your, like the blade comes out the lava and the guy grabs it and then just while he's, you can shave your face and then just have a woman's head pop in and women too. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you very much to our guests, Desi Leidig, Stacey Angeles, and Congresswoman Jackie Speier for taking us beyond the scenes. Listen to The Daily Show Beyond the Scenes on Apple Podcasts, the iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From Cavalry Audio, the studio that brought you The Devil Within and The Shadow Girls, comes a new true crime podcast, The Pink Moon Murders.
The local sheriff believes there may be more than one killer.
They were afraid to space it out in that area.
A family was targeted, most of them targeted while they were sleeping.
Who could commit such horrible crimes, and why?
Follow The Pink Moon Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Introducing Hashtag Matter, a brand new 8-episode scripted podcast.
911 emergency response.
Yeah, I need an ambulance.
We had Jason's 42 Sports Bar and Grill.
A little over 12 months ago, an 18-year-old African-American young man named Niles Hayes was driving a family friend's luxury vehicle when he was stopped for a routine traffic violation. Things escalate quickly.
Unit 510 Nora, we have a 999 shooting in progress. Officers down.
Within hours of the police stop, footage of the entire altercation gets posted online, and it goes viral.
I'm Colleen Sanders, and we're here live from the Los Angeles Valley.
Jace, you see how they do us?
This case presented a lot of challenges.
You got the whole PD outside my building, ready to light the entire block.
Any number of outcomes could have happened and different choices were made.
I guess what I am struggling with...
You struggle with it because you live in a different reality than we do.
Listen to Hashtag Matter on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.